Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome, welcome to the show. it is me, your girl, Labor Lee, a.k.a. Kat Lee, and...
You have now turned into Ambitiously the Podcast.
Let me hit this one time on the radio station, because this is Ambitiously Radio as well. Yeah, that's how we doing it over here. Listen, today is one of those days, because today is the wiretap. We got to get back into this Don Richard case, because in my opinion, it's a very pivotal case, because she was actually within two of the groups in which the Diddler founded, and so she would have a great insight of the goings-ons. Then I also have my reservations, so I'm going to talk about those this evening as well. But this evening, we want our wiretap journey, because we got to talk about it. Told you, if you got a case, we reading it, so don't have a case. Join the conversation. Drop a comment. You could call in or text. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. If you would like to contact us for any reason at all, whether it be business, sponsorships, advertisement, you want to interview, you want to get your music played on our radio station and get yourself some good publishing off of it. You have some gab you want to send my way, or you just want to say hi, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription. We are grateful for those. We appreciate those so much. Y'all have no clue how much I appreciate it. I do. It means the world to me. And check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Ciao. First of all, let me just start by saying it's cold as bricks in Baltimore. We went from, I told y'all, here in Maryland, it's different. We get all four seasons, and sometimes we get all four seasons in the fall. This happens to be one of those fall situations where we got all four seasons. And it can happen in a week. Like, you could wake up, well, it could happen in a day. You could wake up in the morning, and it could be like, right now it's 36 degrees here in Baltimore. You could wake up in the morning, and it will be 36 degrees. But then by midday, it'd be about 50. Maybe by afternoon, it could be 60. But here lately, like today, the highest I think we went up to was 50 degrees. So it's cold as bricks, like I said, here in Baltimore. It is what it is. But you adjust. If you're from here, you kind of know how to adapt to the situation. And you just know. If you're from, like, over like, from Cali and you come here, it could be a culture shock. You feel me? Like, what the heck is cold as bricks? Yeah, you need a coat. And no shorts. You need a coat. It's winter. It's this fall winter right now. You know, so be easy. Be easy. But again, we're going to get into this case because she is one of the people that I would say has more credibility. It's Cassie and it's her. And I would even say Little Rod. There's a lot of people running around here. Yay. Thanks, Doc, baby. It's a lot of people running around here telling their stories and everybody got books and everybody got video and everybody got all these things. But these people, I could say, were actually there. There's proof of them being there and intertwined into this situation. So it is what it is. I like these cases more so. The ones that I could actually look and see visual proof from. More so than any of the cases that I've read thus far. Or those that give me where I could connect the dots. I love those too. But we definitely about to get back into this case because we're about to get to the more depraved and defiled part of it. Doc, did you get the link, baby? Because I want to get into this. I want to get into this. And now, the last time we read from this docket, we were on page 11, and we stopped at 51. But I'm going to reread 51 and keep going until we figure out what's going on with my boo doc. And that's how that's going to go. So this is what it says. In addition to exhausting rehearsals, Mr. Combs required Ms. Richard and her bandmates to participate in intense workouts with a personal trainer. On one occasion, while running on the beach, Ms. Richard became so dehydrated that she vomited. Instead of offering her medical assistance, MTV Network's camera crew filmed the incident, contributing to her acceptance of such a treatment as part of her personal life. I'm about to bring Doc in real quick. Now, we read that section already, but I just wanted to reiterate where we was at when we read this case the first time. Hi, Doc, honey.
Hey, what's up? Can you
hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, I can hear you. Ain't nothing other than it being cold as bricks here in Baltimore.
Oh, we got a little chill this morning, too.
Yeah, it's 36 degrees currently, right now.
We still in the 60s, though.
You know, we in the 30s. We was in the 30s this morning. It's now the nighttime, and we in the 30s again. It's cold weather, my friend.
I ain't messing with it. I like being warm.
It's cold weather, my friend. Our highs was 50 today. That's the highest we got today. So, yes, it's cold weather. Don't worry. I got all my big coats out and ready.
Oh. Wintertime cold weather fashion style.
Listen, I don't care about no fashion. All I care about is being warm.
Okay. Hey, stay warm. Don't get sick.
Listen, that's all that matters. I tell my daughter, because I walk my daughter. This is a thing. I walk her to the bus stop every day, right? If I stop, she'll get me, and I don't want to be in trouble with my daughter. But, you know, we have conversations on the bus stop, and the thing I always say is, like, you know, back in the day when I was in school, I thought I was doing something. I just wanted to be cute. I wasn't thinking about the weather. Now that I'm older, I don't care about being no cute. I want to be warm. Whatever I got underneath all of my layers, you'll find out later. Right now, I'm focused on warmth.
Warmth. Stay warm.
That's it. Nothing else. Fuck fashion. I mean, excuse me. Screw fashion. Nope. I just want to be warm. I seen a lady putting logs out today, and I was like, girl, if I had a fireplace, my other house, but not this house. And if I had a fireplace, yes. Yes. And that fireplace probably need to be cleaned out real bad because it ain't been used in forever.
What page are you on the PDF? I want to make sure.
Page 11, and I just read 50. I recapped on 51 so that we can move smoothly into 52 and, you know, keep on going. Yeah, that fireplace need a chimney sweep.
Chimney sweep, old school work right there.
Yeah. Like you and Mary Poppins, we need a chimney sweep on that one because we ain't used that one in forever. We used to use it back in the day, but I don't know. We just stopped using it. But anyway, so we were just discussing how Dawn had gotten real sick on set when they was running on the beach and MTV. They didn't say you need some medical assistance or some water or something. All they did was record it. Yeah, that's about it. That's about how they get down over there. Whatever gets the best ratings. So I'll keep moving. The unrelenting and rigorous schedule of rehearsals, performance, and near consistent constant filming that Mr. Combs imposed caused Miss Rashad to experience extreme weight loss, dehydration, fatigue, painful rashes from the microphone pack that she had. She was required to wear on her back. These conditions intensified Rashad's feelings of powerlessness as she increasingly viewed them as a part of her professional reality and feared the consequences of any resistance. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I told you they were slaves.
What?
They were modern day slaves.
So you don't think this will be a requirement if you really want to make it though, in any term of the sense?
That don't make it any less slavery. Okay. But I do, okay. I believe it's a, listen, I'll say this. Since Hollywood was invented, it was rigorous, daunting task. I watch a bunch of stuff about, you know, we all should know by now. I'm a huge history buff. And that does not just go with the Civil War, the Revolutionary War. It extends across the board. If it's history, I'm on it. And what we know about Hollywood, we'll give a few examples. Shirley Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Liza Minnelli mama played Dorothy, Wizard of Oz.
I don't know the lady name.
I can't think of her name right now, but her.
Okay.
Think about all the young girls who were placed in the industry, mm-hmm, and the things that they had to go through,
mm-hmm,
let alone the grown women and the things that they had to endure and go through. This been happening. So, yes. Do I believe it was rigorous? Yes. Yes. Does it make it right? Absolutely freaking not. It does not. I don't care what industry you in. Like, your work is always going to be hard. It's always going to be tedious. Just me doing this. It's hard work and tedious. And like I tell people all the time, don't think it's just me hopping on the camera. It's other things that be going on that you don't know about. Because all you see is me hopping on the camera and running my mouth, which I love to do. But it's so many other things that go into it. So with anything that you do, you're going to put in work. But I'm not going to put in that much work where as though it's going to be detrimental to my health.
Okay.
Even now to, let's just say personal situations. I've been in a relationship. Well, I ain't going to say that. That was not a relationship. But I've been into a situation where it almost was a relationship. And why I didn't turn into a relationship is because you can't just do what I tell you to do. Well, that's a problem for me. I'm not going to do anything that's going to be detrimental to my health and my sanity, sir. You got to go. Like, I feel that way. But at the same time, I can't judge them because they wanted it and they knew that they had to do some things that were going to be hard, super hard. But I don't feel like you should be almost killing your talent. How they gonna be your talent? Like, then what you gonna do? You don't got talent no more because you killed them off.
True.
Oh, and before you say anything, I just wanted to say this real quick. If you come in here today with shenanigans, I am talking about your mom. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I don't know. This, it was like I brought up last week, this one line, it paints the picture of, you know, extreme conditions when in some fields, regardless of it's entertainment or anything else, football, sports, you're going to have to go through some trial and tribulations that's going to put your body to the limit. I get when they put this like this in here, because if you don't know nothing about it, like, what, he had them out there running and they were dehydrated and the work schedule. But if any job that you're good at or really want to do, and it takes a lot because you got to be at the peak of your performance, whether it be a senior or a receiver or a linebacker or a quarterback.
Whatever the job is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just find it interesting where they put this in here. But I'm like, I see it different. I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. But I would probably be a jury that they wouldn't want, because I'm like, okay, cool. Ain't that part of like what she has to maintain to make sure that she is the star of all stars?
I would agree. I would be right along with you as that juror myself. We would have the jury deadlock, because
this is not one of the things that would garner pity from me.
Right.
Line 52 in particular. I'm strictly just talking about that. But
right. Well, you go and read that real quick. So let's get it.
Oh, 52?
Yeah.
Oh, we already, all right. So the unrelenting and rigorous schedule of...
Oh, no, not 52. Not 52. I'm sorry. Not 52. 52. We already did 52. You're correct. We did do 52. We on 53. So,
in a further attestation of power and dominance, Mr. Combs insisted on holding meetings while dressed only in his underwear. That's a weird boy shit. On one occasion in 2008 at the Miami residence, Mr. Combs emailed Ms. Rashad directing her to meet him in the living room. When she arrived, he was wearing only his underwear. Ms. Rashad asked Mr. Combs to put clothes on, but he refused, stating, "This is my fucking house." Mr. Combs then conducted a meeting lasting approximately an hour while dressed in his underwear, causing Ms. Rashad to feel violated and embarrassed and amplifying her feelings of powerlessness. That's some wild shit.
Yeah, bro. Sir, I don't know if I want it that bad that I gotta be put in a situation where I gotta look at you in your underwear. I don't care about, I don't want to see you that way. You are my boss, not my man.
He said, "You gonna see me this way."
And I don't care if we're in your house or not, that you don't want to have a meeting, because I don't want to have a meeting with a nude man and you want to walk around in your house the way you want to walk around. That really is, hey, like, it's a power trip. Like, you really want to take my free will, so I got to sit in this meeting while you in your drawers.
Yeah. And like, was he standing up and walking around? Was he standing up and walking around? Talk about. And we need
and look at your man boobs.
Like, Diddy, what are you doing? You just walking around in your drawers?
And then, because she said something about it, you start cussing her out, talk about this your effing house. I don't care who house it is. These my effing eyes, effer. I don't want to see the shit. Sorry. That's I'm probably crazy. Premature on my words, but fuck that shit.
How you good? You in time.
Like, it's a lot. I'm going to say this. There are a lot of men out here that just think that you just, like, and it's unfortunate for women. That's one thing I do love about the males that I got around me. They're not necessarily men that I don't date them. They the men I keep around me, and I go talk to them about things, and they could come talk to me about things. They my circle, right? Mm-hmm. And one thing, one member of my circle, you might know him. His name is DJ Rukasey. We was having a discussion one day, and he made it obviously clear that he gets it. It's pretty hard being a woman.
Uh-huh.
Very hard being a woman. And nobody's taking that away from men. Like, y'all don't have a heart because y'all absolutely have a heart. But we got a little bit harder because not only do we have to do the normal things, go to work, you know what I mean? The mm-hmm. things that humans do. But then we got to endure all the things that come along with being a woman. We got the vagina. People mm-hmm. want the vagina. People will do anything to get the vagina. And some people are ignorant in the process of trying to get the vagina. And then when you don't want to give them the vagina, then it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like you at war with them and you not. You know what yeah. I'm saying? So imagine you got to go to work and work in this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go to work and you don't have a choice because that's your job.
Yeah. Like, I fully understand it.
And then you got a shithead of a boss that think that he could sit in his house. I mean, I get to see your house, but this is business. And I got to look at your man boobs on your black ass. I don't want to see him. Shit.
Diddy was wild. He said, I'm on a meeting now. But sir, you're, right. I don't care.
You in your drawers. I don't want to meet you in your drawers. Sorry. And there's some men out here that's really like that, to just think that just because they're in their minds, I don't know what that is. And I think that's a Scorpio thing too. I'm sorry, my Scorpios. I love y'all, but some of y'all.
Is Diddy a Scorpio or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Very much a Scorpio. And I've dated a few Scorpios. And what I've learned is it's never about you. And even down to the sexual side of things, they think that you're pleased because they're pleased.
Yep.
So they getting their rocks off, and the whole time they think that you, because you just the woman you're just supposed to be. But meantime, you getting no arousal and you just sitting there like, so what the fuck is this for? Like,
what the fuck is this for?
Like, why are we doing this? That's part of why I became celibate, for real. But the question, like, why? Because it's some bullshit. Like, it's a waste of my time. But anyway, he seems to be one of those types of Scorpios. Like, that's my goddamn house. What the fuck that mean? What the fuck does that mean? Anyway, let's keep reading. So, following the official Danity Kane breakup in early 2009, gosh, I remember that. I don't even think that it was really a breakup. He broke them up. They didn't break them up. But anyway, so Mr. Combs, Miss Richard experienced significant financial so because of this, Miss Richard experienced a lot of financial hardships with no perspective opportunities for employment within the entertainment field. Ms. Richard spent several months traveling from Baltimore to Daddy's house recording studio in New York without pay or an allocated budget. Mr. Combs promised that Ms. Richard's compensation would result in payment of license fees and royalties pursuant to her contract with Bad Boy Records. However, no such compensation was ever reported or paid to Miss Richard. Damages relative to these continuing copyright infringements will be provided at trial. So basically the same thing he did with everybody else.
Yep. Did you work? Tell you
and
you
never paid. Cut
and never paid.
Why you think Lil Raw had to take his second job on a yacht?
Because he wanted his money, he wanted it now, and he wasn't going to call J.G. Wentworth.
And he wasn't getting it from Diddy, so he had to take the second job. Dawn, poor Dawn, she ain't had that luxury. She couldn't play the piano on the yacht.
She was you in the background writing songs. Look, yeah, Lil Rod and Dawn made a group. He could play the piano, she could sing like old Speakeasy.
At this point, I think they should form a group. I don't know what they going to be called, but...
The No Diddyers? The No Diddies?
The No Diddies. So, Diddy, Dirty Money, huh?
I said smooth R&B ballads accompanied by acoustic piano.
Shh, man. That's a mean album right there. Anyway, Diddy... You know,
that for real, that would sell, though. It just the novelty of it would sell.
It would sell. Diddy, Dirty Money, Miss Rashad's experience with Mr. Combs, gender-based physical violence, criminal acts, essay, threats, and intimidation. You want to take 55? Yeah. I feel like this is going to get real crazy.
Okay. By approximately the fall of 2009, and many of Miss Rashad's compositions had been recorded by other Bad Boy record artists. Due to the success of her compositions, Miss Rashad was invited to meet with musical artist Lena Harper, aka Miss Harper, and shortly thereafter, Mr. Combs, Miss Rashad, and Miss Harper formed a new group, Diddy, Dirty Money.
Miss, like, I didn't see nothing because she was blind apparently the whole time. She ain't see nothing.
Wow. But I'm like, Diddy, Dirty Money, where's my money, Diddy?
I wouldn't even wanted to get in that group because I never got paid from
that. Okay. That is one thing that I do find kind of weird, that I'm a person, if I do business with you and you do dirty business the first time up, if I decide I'm doing business with you again, it's going to be more all above board the second time around. But it's right. Like trusting him, and you've already done the making the band thing. You've already written songs for other artists. Then he says he wants you to be in the group, but you have not received any compensation for any of the things you have done. And this will be the third venture y'all have done together.
Right.
That's kind of like...
I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to say this from personal experience in business, right? I had some people that owed me some money. They still owe me some of that money. But one of the people that was a part of, because it was a business collective, came back later and wanted me to do some work for him again. And it was just a third just to talk to me, just to have the conversation. You had to put down a deposit. I'm not going to tell you how much the deposit was for, but you had to put down a deposit of what you already owed me. Mm-hmm. That's not what the bill that's going to occur after I do, you know what I mean, as we go, but that's just to have a conversation because you already owe me money.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. And especially if she's making her trip from Baltimore up to New York on her own dime, if anything, she kept all receipts and anything from any of the travel, because she can go back and get money for all those things.
Compensated for that, right? Because Amtrak ain't cheap. How? Greyhound? Well, you got the Chinese bus. That's now, but even now they went up on their prices. They used to be $20 though. It was a good trip to New York on that. No, it wasn't a good trip because they drove crazy, but it was good. Cheap trip. You feel me? But who knows how she got there. I mean, she didn't fly. It's not that far away. But still, perhaps she got on the Amtrak, on the Greyhound on a regular basis. And if she did that, it wasn't cheap.
Yeah, but if she was paying out of her pocket to go up there, I'm like, I'm doing all this work. The least you can pay for my transportation, and that's the least. Right. Some people get from people that live in New York or something that she know. So it's like, yeah, it's one thing if I get here, then I gotta find my own accommodation. So do I know somebody here?
I guess he might have had her and his. I would say this is weird. We don't know, so I'm not gonna speculate. But I gotta pay for my. I'm gonna keep. I mean, damn. I mean, like I said, New York is not that far from Baltimore, but at the same time, I'd be damned if I'm gonna keep getting that coming there for free. Like, fuck that. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I just don't think I want it bad enough. Okay. I don't think I would want it that bad. But Miss Blonde Lady obviously wanted that bad because she still ain't see shit. But anyway, I'm gonna keep going. Initial recording for Diddy's Dirty Money album, Last Train to Paris, took place in Mr. Combs' home. See, I was thinking that, but I didn't want to speculate. I'm not going to say the street, but the home is in Los Angeles, California, which makes sense because it's Diddy. You would expect him to have studios in his home. On the first day of recording, Ms. Richard and Ms. Harper arrived at Mr. Combs' home and waited in the kitchen where Mr. Combs' girlfriend, Ms. Ventura, was frying eggs for him. Oh, shit. Doc, oh, shit.
What?
Cassie has entered the building.
Oh. Yeah. So, number 57.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Rashad observed Mr. Combs come down the stairs looking high on drugs, enter the kitchen, approach Ms. Ventura, and scream, "I've been asking you for my shit. I can't stand you, bitch. You never do it right." Mr. Combs pushed Ms. Ventura against the wall and choked her, then picked up the scalding hot pan of frying eggs and threw it at her, causing her to fall to the ground in a fetal position. Cursing and screaming, Mr. Combs dragged Ms. Ventura up the stairs.
Listen, I believe that because remember that video where he was standing over top of her? She was in the fetal position with the covers over top of her. And he was like, "What you gotta say now? What you gotta say now?"
Mm-hmm.
I could believe this part. That's why the title is what it is this evening. Makes it so hard to not believe he didn't do it.
Okay. No, and I'm only saying this because this is my curiosity too. Why is you got Cassie cooking you eggs? Y'all don't have like a private chef. You're Diddy.
Yeah, but remember, she sued. One of them sued him. Well, actually, two of them sued him.
Oh, for real?
For the same shit that Dawn is talking about, where they came at his house and he was sitting in his drawers. And apparently he did way worse to the chef.
Oh, okay. My bad.
He was like, "Don't you like my body? Don't you think I'm sexy?"
"If you like my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, shorty, let me know."
Yeah. Let me know, girl. He was in there like, "Don't you?"
When we came up there, he was like, "I have some idea."
He was in there like, "Don't you like my body?" And she was like, "No. I don't like this." And then she went and reported them. Then they set up and said she stole something and then she sued and won the case. Stop playing with her. "No, I don't like your body." Okay. Everybody not attracted to you, sir. Yeah.
You want me to rock out with 58?
Yeah, you can. Go ahead. I'm sorry. All right,
this is still the scene is still set in the kitchen. This is after Mr. Combs assaults Ms. Ventura in the kitchen over the eggs. Frozen in shock and terror, Ms. Rashad heard glass shattering, crashing, and banging noises as Mr. Combs dragged Ms. Ventura up the stairs. Ms. Rashad wanted to intervene and help Ms. Ventura, but Ms. Harper adamantly refused to intervene with Mr. Combs' relationship and physically led Ms. Rashad out of the residence, so she took her outside. Terrified and shaken, Ms. Rashad returned to her hotel where she was unable to sleep due to worrying about Ms. Ventura and her own safety.
Listen. And this bitch still running around screaming she ain't see nothing because she was scared then and she's scared now. And that Negro in jail. But she was so scared that she was like, "Come on, Dawn. We got to go outside. We ain't see nothing."
I want to say something too about like psychology a little bit. What she grew up in a domestic violence environment, and to her, that is like how she had to deal with it ever since she was a kid. So to her, even seeing it as an adult, she's still like, "I don't want to get part of this. I want to go outside."
I'm going to go psychological. Each person is different. So each person's situation is different. We've all dealt with some shit. But I've witnessed it I saw it with my own eyes, and some things have happened to me that I would rather not share, but okay. And then I married into it. Mm-hmm. But I'd be damned if I stand near and let another bitch get her ass beat. Mm-hmm. I'd be damned. I don't give a fuck. So each person is different. I again, that box thing, I don't deal with that too well, because I'd be damned if I'm standing by. Let me see a nigga fucking a bitch up on my watch. Mm-hmm. I only got no neither one of them, but I'm jumping in there. Hold up, nigga. I'm going to find something and knock that nigga across his head.
Okay.
No, I don't care what the fuck you've been through. If you've been through that, then you know it's not an easy thing. You know it hurts. You know that it's not, you know that, so you shouldn't want to stand by and watch nobody else go through that shit. And I'm not making excuses for nobody. No, you don't stand by idly and watch that shit. And from what we saw, we know he was fucking her up. Mm-hmm. And we saw that shit. Who knows what he did? I heard what he did to Misa, but I heard that through the grapevine in the streets. I'm not going to deliver that news. Okay. But like I said, there's some personal connections weaved in this situation for me. And I heard he used to fuck her up too. And who knows what he did to poor Cam.
So, in the entirety of.
So, no, fuck that. But let me keep reading. The following day, Miss Richard received a call demanding that she return to Mr. Combs' residence to continue recording. Mr. Combs brought Ms. Richard and Ms. Harper into the recording room at his studio, locked the door, dimmed the lights, gave them each flowers. Oh, he was trying to throw on the charm real quick. Huh? Here you go, baby. Here you go, baby. Oh, you pimp. He learned that from his mama. Mr. Combs went on at length stating, this is normal. This was just just a lover's argument where no one was hurt. Nigga, she was frying you eggs. Fuck. And you was zapping out. And just, I'm sorry. It just triggered in my mind. Okay. This is what love is. To who? I'm giving you an opportunity. If you want to make it, you'll shut your mouth.
That's a...
the f-
you know what? This is scary to me, though, in the sense of they come in, you lock the door, dim the lights, you
hand them flowers, both of rolls. Huh? I'm forgetting.
Gave them flowers. It's some kind of mafia shit if you think about it in a certain way.
You see what I'm saying? Well, he did grow up around those type of people, so it is not uncommon. So yeah. If you say anything, there will be consequences. Capiche? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That wasn't on there. I just added it. People end up missing. Like who? Tupac? Biggie? Gosh, I'm tired of this nigga. Kim? I'm tired of this Negro. Alrighty. I'm being threatened while locked for over 20 minutes in a small enclosed space with Mr. Combs after observing Mr. Combs violently assault Miss Ventura the day before. Miss Richard was terrified and genuinely believed that Mr. Combs would follow through with his threats. I would have believed that shit too. Okay. Look how he set the scene.
That would have been an interesting twist. You walk in, you get a flower, the lights get damn low. Tells you, hey, right. That's just a rose quarrel. I mean, that's what love is, you know, that's what love is. But if you say anything, or if you're smart, you shut
your
mouth.
I'm gonna kill you, bitch.
And just so you know, if you don't shut your mouth, people do come up missing.
I'm gonna kill you, bitch. She could have just said that.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know the worst part about that? See how long it took me to say that? You know what the rest of that 15 minutes was? that meme of him when he was on the thing with the one kid and they just kept staring at each other. That was the rest of the 15 minutes in that 20-minute locker room.
I believe it. Only thing is, they couldn't see his eyeballs, but they could. He could see theirs. Because you know he always
kept shades on. He had glasses on.
Right. He always kept shades on. That was a fear tactic that he used. Child. So, in or around November 2009, after the Soul Train Awards in Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Combs flew Miss Rashad and Miss Harper to his house in New York. Ooh, is that how she got on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? Okay. To his house in New York on his private jet for an after party. Okay, give me one second. There were many well-known celebrities at this after party. The copious amounts of illegal narcotics were being openly consumed. Upon information and belief, Mr. Combs had arranged for dozens of young women and girls, some of whom appeared to be underage, to be transported to the party. The women arrived wearing little to no clothing and were given narcotics and alcohol. Many of them appeared lethargic or passed out while Mr. Combs and his guests performed X on them. Ms. Rashad believed that her presence at the party was a test to see whether Mr. Combs could trust her. You know what party this is, right?
No.
The one where Kevin Hart was talking on the mic. Remember what it was?
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
And he was like, don't put the camera on the bed. And it was a dildo on the bed.
This is, wait, no.
You never saw that footage?
No.
Well, when we finish this evening, make sure that you go look it up.
Okay.
So both Dawn Rashad and Kalina Harper were in the footage.
Oh,
not
so
only that.
Okay.
Not only that, Trey Songz was there. Fab was there. What's his name that used to be on 106 and Park before it shut down?
AJ?
No. Not AJ. Terrence. Before Terrence, the one that was with Rocky. He was there. That's the one where he came in and he told the story about when him and Usher, when Usher was like young and they used to wrestle for the cornflake, the Frosted Flakes.
No.
Oh, you gotta go look that up. I'm sorry, y'all. I got this weird season. Well,
there you go.
I don't have a cold, but I do have real bad sinuses. So you know.
So something in here.
It's some footage. Kevin Hart was hosting the little party. And matter of fact, in that footage, a girl had caught on fire sitting in the hot tub.
I thought that was part of a music video.
No, that actually really
happened. Actually, you know what? I do remember Kevin Hart doing a stand-up bit about something like that.
Nah, but this, you could actually go online and look at it.
Okay.
You could, with Dawn on eyes. And Dawn and Kalina was in the footage. Like, it's like before the hair incident even happened. Like, they standing there. Kevin Hart drunk as shit talking about he hard already. It was a whole bunch of shit in that footage. They went in the room. Diddy had a dildo on the bed. He told Kevin Hart and them not to point the camera over there, but they kind of scanned over there real quick and came back. That's when Usher walked into the room and Diddy had a conversation about them wrestling over cereal when Usher was young.
Okay. That's But when you said something about Kevin Hart and a girl hair catching on fire, For some reason in my mind, I either seen a video skit of that or I remember Kevin Hart making a joke something about it.
But, oh no, they were joking while the shit was happening. It wasn't no skit. It happened in real life. The girl hair was on fucking fire. She was sitting in the hot tub. They had a whole bunch of candles around. Trey Songz was in there. Terrence was in there. Somebody else was in there. But they all in this little bathroom area. It's bitches in there, whatever. She's sitting in the hot tub. She just chilling. Next thing you know, her hair set. And then they start, she start, and then she went under the water and put it out. It doesn't really happen.
Okay.
It's a real thing.
It's like I remember something about it, but I can't. Do you want me to knock out 61 and then Love Notes? Or
Yeah. 61 and then Love Notes. That'll do.
All right.
Yeah.
So Mr. Combs repeatedly said things like, "This is a buffet. Enjoy yourselves. This is what we do. This is how we party." Ms. Rashad felt shocked and horrified at the sight of Mr. Combs and his guests violating incapacitated young women, and implored Mr. Combs' personal assistant, Capricorn Clark, to allow her to leave. Ms. Clark insisted that Ms. Rashad wait 15 minutes for Ms. Clark to make it make sense. So she's trying to develop a lie to tell her boss that while your other artist isn't leaving. So this kind of does.
And if you don't know who Capricorn is, Capricorn is the assistant he had before he got his new just lane, and he beat her up. And then fired her. And it was a whole thing. And then wound up settling with her afterwards. Yeah, that's who Capricorn Clark is. But, yeah.
So, Ms. Clark is trying to make it make sense. So, basically, she's trying to justify why Ms. Rashad should be able to leave the party. So
because she is an employee of Bad Boy Entertainment. I'm more than certain that he wanted the employees to be at the freak off, too.
But the flip side is, I want you here to see if I can trust you. So that makes sense now, that throwback that they said earlier.
And it makes sense why Capricorn would carry it like that, because she don't want to lose her job. And I just told you he beat her up already.
Mm-hmm. So, wait.
All right, so.
Is to make Mr. Shot exit less conspicuous so that Mr. Combs would not notice that she had left. Knowing that she was not free to leave and had to wait for Ms. Clark to help her orchestrate her departure, Ms. Rashad experienced feelings of panic and being trapped against her will.
Now, also, Capricorn, why she got beat up is because she was tied into some Kathy shit. It goes back to that. What he told Kalena and what he told Dawn, I'm more than certain he told Capricorn long time ago, but she still involved herself into some shit that she ain't had no business involving herself into, and he fucked her ass up. And then sat her up and said she was stealing, because everybody's a thief. The chef's a thief. Capricorn's a thief. That's how he get him out of there. Like, oh, well, I fired her because she stole from me. And then got help out of there. But then he wasn't banking on Capricorn like, fuck you, nigga, I'm about to see. Because they say he fucked. Even Suge Knight talked about it. Everybody, Suge Knight talked about it. And Gene Dill, as much as he be getting on my nerves sometimes, he even talked about, everybody talked about Capricorn and what happened to her. But yeah, he tried to set her up just like he tried to set up the chef. And that's probably why he ain't have no chef that morning, because he kept trying to be nude in front of the chef. He wanted everybody to see his body, apparently. He was like,
just cook your own eggs, if that's the case. Cook your own eggs. What year was this? Did DoorDash exist yet?
No, this is 2000. This is 2009, 2008, 2009. So wasn't no DoorDash yet.
He couldn't, they don't have Ronnie still at this time, like the little person you send.
One would assume by him being as rich and, you know, as he was or is or whatever the case may be, you would assume that he got somebody that could go get the shit. Yeah, but that power trip, again, this is not about the eggs. He don't give a fuck about them eggs. It's making sure that bitch is scared.
I like breakfast. If my girl getting up to cook me eggs,
that's fine, but that's not what he was there for. You don't think Diddy could get breakfast? You don't think he think Diddy could send a gopher to go get him breakfast? That was not what that was. That was the power trip. Bitch, I told you to get in that motherfucking kitchen and fry me some eggs. And then you took forever to fry my fucking eggs. I'll get it. All right, I'm going to give you an example. And I hate telling y'all some of my personal business, but in order for you to understand why I think the way I think, you have to know what had happened. So let's just say I was married. I made breakfast. I didn't ask what the nigga wanted. I just made breakfast. I used to do this thing back when I was with him where, and even my ex could tell you this, where if I cooked, I would serve him his plate. Because it's not anything for me to serve my man. So I would serve him his plate, then go get my plate and, whatever. Like now, I got a kid. So I would feed my kid and my man first, and then I would sit down and eat. You feel me? But anyway, this particular morning, he didn't like what I cooked him for breakfast. So you know what he did? He came in there, bitch, I ain't want this shit. Took my head and mushed it into the cabinet. Now, like I said, I'm Cat. I'm not Cassie. I'm Cat. I was pouring a cup of coffee at the moment. And if you know anything about me, I need my cup. I need my cup of coffee. Right? I need it. I am one of them people like, I ain't had my first cup yet. Don't even start the shit yet. I'm not for it yet. But anyway, I'm pouring my cup of coffee and he mushes my head into the cabinet. And natural reaction, got the coffee pot in my hand. I came around with that motherfucker and I fucked his ass up with that coffee pot. It ain't about the breakfast. It is about the power trip. Bitch, you do what I say right now at this motherfucking moment. Or else I'm gonna kick your ass. You just don't get yourself a cat because Cat is naturally gone.
I'm
naturally gone. Like
I hear everything you said. I'm just also trying to put myself as if I was him. Even if I'm all the bad things that he could be, I'm like, it still is not what, because one, if it's not what you, and I guess that's the thing too, I don't have this overall desire to have a power over somebody else. And if that is your overall desire,
I'm like, said since he started in this business, it's not just her, it's everybody because he can, because he has the money, because he has been. Once you feel that first power trip, it doesn't stop. Now you went power over all.
I'll compare it to myself. I'm the oldest out of everybody. I have enough money. I don't have to do things. I can in my job. I dictated to people what to do. I never wanted that to be part of my personal life. If I'm at home, I want it nice, lovey-dovey. I don't want it where I still got to feel like I'm a warrior at home and I'm a warrior outside, or I'm fighting at home and I'm fighting outside.
That's the new thing, though. It's people out here. I just told you that when I first started breaking down this whole Scorpio thing. That's about them. It's a them thing. I don't know how to explain it, but they like to be in control of shit. Even the shit that they don't have no control over, and it's in them. So you might not be like that. I know I'm not like, I don't even give a fuck enough to be wanting to control nobody else. I don't.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck enough. But there are people. Another reason why I'm scared, I'm staying away from Virgos too. Because there are people in this world that want to be in control and have control over even the shit that does not concern them.
So
you wouldn't understand it because you're not one of those type of people. So you could never understand it.
Well, it's not that I could never understand it. And I'm using a slightly blind eye to what I can diagnose on somebody with. And I'm still just looking at like, man, If your girl gonna cook you breakfast, Cassie's story, she's cooking you breakfast. Why are you complaining? Even your story.
Because he's Diddy, because he complained about everything with everybody. It's not just her, and it wasn't the fucking eggs. It was the power trip. Bitch, I said, do what I say right now. You're moving too slow. It had nothing to do with the breakfast. Nothing.
That's a power trip. I don't get the power trip.
If you won't get it if you don't have the power trip, or you've never experienced somebody trying to put the power trip on you, you will not get it.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever experienced that other than seeing other people with other people. But I'm also like, I don't know. I'm more of a don't. If you got somebody in your corner, why the fuck you want to have a power trip on them?
Because he wanted a power trip on everybody.
He already has, that's, I guess, in the Diddy
situation. All right, but he already has power. That little bit of power wasn't enough. He wanted all the power.
Oh, like, he ain't fucking Thanos.
He wanted to snap. Yes, he wanted all the power.
Look, I like how you snapped and said yes. He wanted to snap, yes.
He did. He wanted all the power. He snapped. He wanted that kind of power. Remember, we kept hearing stories about him talking about him smashing Carl Winslow and not Christopher Williams, but the Christopher Williams lookalike. And after the running thing that I keep hearing is, if I can make a man smash for money, I can make anybody do anything. It's power.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, so it's time to get to these love notes now. I wanted to say hi to Rock, but we was breaking this shit down because, like I said, unless you've been in a situation or you've actually experienced it, like that kind of person, or you are that kind of person, you won't get it anyway. But anyway, hi Rock, honey. I'm sorry it took me so long to get to you. We was having a deep conversation. I apologize. Hi, baby. I see you, dog. I'm not ignoring you. We had to get this conversation off the rocks. So I want to shout out anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. It's my live love, and I appreciate y'all for watching and stuff. And thank you. Man, I can't say it enough. Thank you. I thank you so much. We love you so much. But these people I'm about to talk to real quick, they're not you. These people are my listening audience. They've been listening for a while now. They come back. They're loyal. We appreciate them so much. So we definitely take some time out to give them some love. So what do we call it? We call it love notes. Why do we call it love notes? Because I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. Wasn't no way in hell I was ever going to call it show notes. So we bickered a little bit. We came to the compromise, and now we call it love notes. He also said that I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It just was a lot of cities and states on them papers. So it was a lot of papers. Okay. But we don't even do that no more. We've gone green. We care about our peoples. And now we do this. It's love. It's all love. Thank you for the love. I appreciate you so much. Oh, no. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. I appreciate you guys so much. I love you. Oh my gosh, I love you. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Hi. Love you so much. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. My babies. Thank you. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby. The Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you too. Thank you for the love. Hey, I love you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, honeys. Thank you for the love. Thank you. Oh my gosh, you're so special. Last but not least, Hungary, Greece, and Denmark. I love you guys too. Thank you for the love. I appreciate all of you. I'm trying not to be a softy, but I just want to shed a tear. I'm not going to do it, Doc. Just one tear. Listen, Doc said Worldwide power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I don't need know why people need to have control over people anyway. Just worry about yourself. I'm going to say this again later on at the end of this show. But worry about yourself. And if you got something to say, say it to his face. I'm sorry. I'm about to say that in a few minutes too. Doc also said, top flight, catch the vibes. If your partner takes time to cater, take time to show them appreciation. Amen. I wish more men would get that, but sometimes they don't get it till they gone. I feel like Diddy didn't get it till Cassie was gone. And she was like, listen here, Negro, I'm about to write a book and talk about all your heinous, sinister,
depraved,
foul, depraved, vile.
Yes.
All of that. All of that. I'm about to talk about it. And he was like, bitch, whatever. And she was like, all right, you think it's a game? And I'm about to see you. And he was like, oh, whoa, she's serious. Let me settle. Let me settle real quick for this bitch.
Wasn't quick enough.
Guess what? You settled real quick, but it still happened anyway, you asshole. You should have just settled and not let the media get involved. That's where you went wrong. Nobody wasn't going to say nothing about the other cases. But I feel like some people helped Cassie with her lawyers. Some very important people.
Might be
lawyers. Huh?
I was saying there might have been some people higher up in the system that be.
Uh-huh. Some people in the liquor industry. Not saying no names. Not saying any names, but I'm just saying, maybe the people he fucked up with, people he pissed off. But you notice, ain't no craziness happened until her case hit. Once her case hit, and he tried to hurry up and cover it up real quick, but it was too late because we already knew. The next thing you know, bam! Homeland Security raiding all the houses. Mm-hmm. Take all the evidence.
Yeah.
Clean out all the cameras. I want all that. All the hard drives. It's something like, I think they said 96 or 9. I can't remember which nine it was. It's in a 9. It's either 96 terabytes or 900 terabytes. Yeah.
But I mean, there is one part, a very small part. If I step back, like this was an orchestrated thing to get him. But
that's not the small part. That's the big part.
No, I mean,
nobody gave a shit about none of these bitches or Lil Rod's butt. Nobody gave a shit until he sued
the major company
and he pissed them off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whatever, he didn't realize what he was doing, because I also think if he was this power hungry and this power filled, that he had a blind spot, that you don't know if somebody else with just as much as money that you have wanted to get you, but you just did more things that were more, will be considered heinous in the eyes of the public. They press one little button and somebody probably, you know what? I wonder, and this is hypothetical speaking.
That's the thing. He knew. He just got away with so much before that at this point in time and the power that he already had, he didn't feel like if nothing was going to happen. He knew that could happen. He watched that shit happen for years.
And what I'm saying is, what if Cassie wasn't thinking about doing none of this? But somebody who was part of that thing said, hey, there's this law in New York that's about to expire. And we know
they did. That's exactly what the fuck happened.
Let's go talk to her.
That's exactly what happened.
Even if
they so powerful and got so much money, they sent the lawyer directly to her. Go talk to her real quick.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
And go talk to her real quick, because he forgot about them parties that we attended. He forgot about that time we watched him slap her around. He forgot about.
And I think
she's still trying to get her life back on track. She'll talk.
Oh, the one part of the miscalculation that he probably did, he probably thought it was just her.
Yeah. But
and he probably thinks he
all it had to be her. Was just her. Because we saw the footage of what he did to her.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I think when the case was filed, he probably just assumed it was her talking to her little rinky-dink lawyer from her current, you know, boyfriend.
He probably thought that, but he also... not knowing that
she had a team behind her that potentially
he probably thought that bullshit, because...
Then all of a sudden everything started dropping.
Not to be gender bashing, but sometimes the male ego is a motherfucker. Yes, he thought all of that. He thought that. That's why all the shit happened the way it happened. Mm-hmm. He thought that. He did. He thought that wholeheartedly. She ain't gonna do shit. She ain't got no money. I was her money because he made her dependent on him, remember?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He thought that she was, her husband is a personal trainer. He don't got that much money. They can't fight me in court. Mm-hmm. But again, my point is, they didn't need much because she was the evidence. She was their way in. Let's just say, in this situation, Cassie would be the gatekeeper because none of those other cases came until after her case came.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, that because she probably got the umph and gumption to do it, and they probably helped her.
She didn't have the umph and gumption. The motherfuckers he pissed off had the umph and gumption.
Again, they gave her the extra push.
Went along with it, like, how, I deserve this shit. After all this shit this motherfucker did to me, I deserve all this shit. But they had the umph and the gumption because they were pissed off. He filed a case where he accused them of racially discriminating. You know how bad that is for business?
Well, all right, so being
Black fair, people buy the liquor. What are you doing right now, Doc?
I'm drinking.
Right. My point exactly. So if you got these people walking around talking about, oh, they're racially profiling, it makes it bad for business. There's no way to get around it. It's bad for, but no company wants to be the company that's known for being racially profiling people. It was bad for business. So he pissed them off because he said that. That could be bad for business because they still got Ciroc. They still got Ciroc. It's still in stores. It's still on shelves. They still want Black folks to buy it. That's not good for business. But you know what is not good for him? If we go get Cassie ass real quick and tell her we'll pay for her lawyers so she can out him real quick. And he's going to be so cocky and arrogant that that shit not going to matter to him. And then it's going to be too late because we're going to look into the media real quick too.
Yeah. No, you know how I know it's too late though? When that whole thing, when he got on thing, it's because he knew he was blatantly lying. I've never done da 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 da. Remember that came after then his son got cocky, and then that's when they dropped that tape.
Yeah, enough is enough. No, enough is not enough, sir. Obviously, it was da da da. Because look where you at now. But that's where it started. It started with her. Nobody else, just her. She was the gatekeeper to all this shit he going through right now. Because he got cocky and arrogant and thought that she couldn't do shit, but he didn't know she had them in the background. Like, oh, yeah, I was at the party where he smacked you. So I know it's some footage somewhere, because we taught him to record everybody. Yes. She was like, okay, I got the okay, because you know it's always, you got to get the okay, because even the bosses have a boss. I keep telling y'all that. Even the president has a boss.
We the people.
Even the boss has a boss. So she went, they gave her the okay, the thumbs up. Yes, you could do this now. She was like, all right, let's go. It's go time. All right, it is time for, because it is trash day and we got to get out of here. Oh my gosh, it's trash day, Doc. Time to take out the trash. We taking out the trash right now. We taking this trash out. That's why we keep reading his cases. Let me say these things real quick and then I'll get back to that. You want to contact us for any reason at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. You could always join the conversation. You could drop a comment, call in, or text. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Yes, it is. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and subscription. I'm cool with just the like. I like the likes. They make me happy. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. We have permission. So no, I'm not taking a request from nobody. I'm not being rude. It's just what it is. Any music video that I play, I have permission to play it, and that's why I play it. Simple, written, visual, audio, electronic. I have permission, okay? And then the other thing is, I got this excellent DJ. His name is Rukazy, and he be doing his thing. And I would love it if you wouldn't send requests, because I take one request, I got to take it all. And he already be in his own vibe. Catch that vibe. Don't try to change what we got going on around here. We like it. We like the way it's moving. If change needs to be made, we'll figure it out. Join our coffee community so we can have salacious, titillating, taboo conversations, and I can cuss whenever I want. I just want to say shit off the top, off the rip. Sorry. Sometimes. This case, I mean, these cases be hard for me not to cuss. I've been trying. But this would be hard. Sometimes I just want to, fuck, Diddy, the fuck are we doing? Type shit. Like, why the fuck I got to walk in your living room and look at your man boobs? That's all I'm saying. I just want to say it from off the top. I might start doing these situations there first and then come on here and do it. So that way I got it out my system. Already.
This curse go before you go on.
Go ham and then come back and be like, all right, this is what we talked about today, because I'm tired of this shit. Shout out to Rukazy. Best darn DJ I know. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my... I didn't hear from him today. He is working on the mix as we speak. We will have it on time. He was telling me his dilemma. I can't help him with his dilemma because he's the DJ. I'm not the DJ, so I can't help. Big shout out to Rukazy. Let us know how you feel about these mixes too. We would like to know. And I am very big on right now you saying it to his face. He be here every Friday checking out what y'all got to say. Say it to his face. Okay. I'm going to stop, man. But say it to his face. Don't be a punk ass. Don't say it to me, because I ain't no punk ass. I say everything to everybody's face. I don't give a shit. You should say it to his face. And that's that. Say it to his face, Doc. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
Say it to his face. Don't be a punk ass. Doc said hit that like button and tune in. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm also saying this. Hold on. Let me get right. I'm also saying this. Mind your damn business. And if you come up here acting crazy, I'm talking about your mom. But before, I mean, but back to what I was saying. I will talk about your mom. I don't have no problems talking about your mom. Obviously. Mind your business and stuff on Media Mondays, where I come here and I tell you everybody's business because I'm nosy and I like when y'all be nosy with me because it's fun. The tapping, I've been doing good. Not so much telling people's business. Wet and White Wednesdays, though. I tell my business a lot more than anybody else's business. And the wiretap, I'm telling all you, you better not have a court case. You better not be a depraved, disgusting, foul, sinister, heinous, and all the other vocabulary words that we done worked out. You better not be none of them, because we reading your case. Okay? Or we are reading it. And if you don't know what some of those words that we just gave you are, I am currently running dictionaries. I'm currently running out dictionaries. The vinyls, I do not run out. You can listen to those in the library. And I have a plethora of other books as well that you can rent. Just need you to know that. Okay. All right. Because demure is not a new word. It's been a word forever. But other than that, mind your business. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Just embrace everything that is them. Encourage your babies. Just Be the best damn parent you could be, and then tell your babies that they are the GOAT. They are the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. And I don't know why. It's not enough parents out here doing that. It's a thing. They need that love, and it's your job to love them. So if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there. I don't know. It's space. What I do know is get yourself a telescope. Not the cheap kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, because don't be a perv. Get you a real one. Take your children outside and go look at the sky. It ain't gonna hurt nothing. It ain't gonna hurt nothing, but don't be a perv. That's gonna hurt something. You're gonna go to jail. Let me catch you looking in my window. I'm calling the police. Mm-hmm. And I ain't even no snitch. But in this case, you going to jail. Oh, peeping Tom pervert. Anyway, if they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASCAR. I don't know. They got a need for speed. And at one point in time, they used to love muscle cars. And I will always love muscle cars. Ooh. All right. But anyway, I'm sorry. I had a moment. Yeah. Mind it. Just tell them babies they great. That's all you got to do. That don't even require a lot. It's a lot cheaper to do that than it is the bottom row bucks. Trust me, I know. I done spent a lot of money on these bucks that don't even really buy shit in real life, but whatever. Again, logical cat, love cat. I buy them. But now I'm thinking about why the fuck do I buy them? They don't even buy nothing for real, for real. Just buy shit on the game and it's stupid. Anyway, I'm going to buy them anyway. Just let me vent. just let me vent. I'm going to buy them anyway. oh, shit. Damn, kid, I love her. I'll buy her whatever. Anyway, making me buy her bees that I think is candy. It is not even candy. I could have went to the hair store. Whatever. Stay in your lane. My lane and your lane is not the same. Don't be asking me why I bought the bees and I could have went to the dollar store and bought them. I did it because I love my kid, all right? But my lane and your lane is not the same. Your lane is over there. My lane with the bees is over here, okay? I want to buy some damn beads. I do what the hell I want. It's my money. Oh, sorry. But you shouldn't be in my lane. You shouldn't be there at all. It's not a good place to be if you're not invited. And I don't really invite people in my lane. You stay in your lane because you jump in my lane. You want to get something that you don't want. And all my bitches is in jail right now. I forgot about this shit. Bitch, you going to get this. Shit, I'm out here in the world by myself. I'm fucking some shit up. I might as well join them in there. I might be joining them in there soon. You don't want her. She's not nice. She's a bitch. Leave her over there where she is, eating her gazelle and feeding her cub. She is not fucking with you. Don't fuck with her. You don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly and all that good stuff. And so you know I'm because you know I gotta put it up there right now. Hey, you big perp bitches. Hey, you big perp or her. You want her. Oh, you want her. Cause if Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, happy girl. What you don't want is that first motherfucker. She don't let her out. Don't break the glass. Don't break the glass and don't push the button. And then that motherfucker gonna come out. And I ain't even got no Harleys to start it off. So I gotta come in full force. We don't want that. And what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for Doc. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane already. Okay? Okay. Shit. Fuck, all my Harleys is in prison. My little feelings is hurt. Look, fake J. Cole, go get, huh?
Number one, wrote your letter, said, you know how your feelings feel? That's how my feelings feel.
Listen, don't tell me what she said. I don't have time. My feelings, I'm in my feelings. Not even one of these bitches is out. Anyway, fake J. Cole, go get the real J. Cole real quick. Tell that motherfucker I said shut the fuck up, but congratulations on his Grammy nomination. Thank you for taking the song off because it didn't sit well in your spirit, and it shouldn't be on there if it don't sit well in your spirit. You shouldn't be beefing with your brother, but the beef that I got ahead with you is you did the thing, you made the song, you took it back, you deleted it, and then you made another song about why you did the thing. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, but he was listening at one point in time when I told him to pick and choose your battles wisely, because every battle is not a battle for you to be out here fighting, boo-boo. It's not. Sometimes you got to say, fuck that battle and worry about the war. Mom Deep told y'all a long-ass time ago that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said you can run, but you can't high-five in these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look you shut, because ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Mama sing, mama sing, mama sing. Child, I'm gonna listen to that after I get finished with the trash. I'm gonna listen to that. I need some inspiration. But yeah, they told y'all. I don't know if y'all was listening then, but you should listen now. There's a war going on outside, and fuck them battles. I'm worried about the war, and you should too, boo. You should be yourself. That's all you can be. You can't be what everybody expects you to be, wants you to be, think you should be. Fuck them. Fuck them. Be yourself. You came in this world by yourself. You want to leave by yourself, boo-boo. And plus, you can't please everybody anyway. Nobody, like, you try to fix the one thing and they're going to find something else to bitch about. Fuck them. Worry about making you happy. You can't make anybody else happy. All you can do is work on your happiness. And you can add to their happiness. But if they want to be miserable, fuck them. And dream big. And don't let nobody tell you that you can't do whatever it is that you want to set your mind to doing. Because trust me, they're trying, honey. You just can't let them. I said all the things I need to say. Doc, thank you. Yeah. As usual.
Thank you, as usual, for always having me. I greatly appreciate it. One of the most fun things I do. I really enjoy it. Well, while you do that, I'm going to stand on the side of my side.
So, listen, we got to meditate.
Meditate? Come on.
Meditation. I appreciate you for coming through and holding it down as usual. We gotta take our trash out because it is Wednesday night, and you know Thursday is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna hold us up any further. But y'all be safe out here. Stay out of trouble. Meditate. You don't have to use my meditation method, but meditate. And just be easy. Love y'all. We out of here. Bye. We gotta go. Trash day. Bye.
Holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.